Well, the party has walked into the studio.
This is the fun we're talking about right here.
Get ready to have a good time. We're catching up with two of our favorites, John Leake and Terry Montgomery, and they're responsible for Silver in the City, and it is back once again in the city of York. Good morning to you both, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to see y'all. Appreciate you.
Y'all really are a good group of friends. Y'all are a great example of a friendship. And one seems a little bit more grounded than the other, but you both compliment each other. Notice I didn't tell or say which one was more grounded, because I think it depends on the day.
I picked up on that.
Did you, John?
Yeah.
But you compliment each other, right?
For sure.
How long have you all been friends? When did that friendship start?
Well, you know, technically a lifetime, because we're both from York. We both grew up there. I'm a little bit older than Terry. So coming all through the grade schools, you didn't play with them younger kids too much. So, but we've been lifetime friends.
Yeah,
we really have.
Yeah,
been together a long time, and we became real close friends about 15 years ago through the Airstream community. Maybe a little bit longer than that. That's where we really got together for the first time. For we work on stuff together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And of course, you mentioned Airstreams,
right.
Also nicknamed with the Silver Bullet.
Mm-hmm.
But let's explain to folks some of this terminology and what exactly we're talking about, John.
Well, the most people recognize the form. The Airstream travel trailer is a silver bullet-shaped travel trailer that has remained virtually unchanged for 90-plus years. And so they're pretty iconic. And people see them go down the road. They may not know exactly what to call them, but they still recognize that trailer as something special. And so, listen, I could talk all day, but along with that iconic trailer comes a family of iconic owners that tend to band together. We don't like to use the word cult, but it is a very strong family type. A group of people that identify themselves with that trailer and as a family of owners. So that brings us to Silver in the City.
Terry, what is it about an Airstream that first caught your attention? Why do you prefer that versus maybe the traditional recreation vehicle, the RV, that folks also see on the roads?
That'd be that classic look.
Yeah,
it never goes out of style. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if it's brand new, a 2025, or if it's a 1980 Airstream. If you're taking care of them and maintaining them the way you're supposed to, they look just absolutely beautiful. I mean, John's rig is
33 years old.
Wow.
Most people think it's 33 days old. You know, they don't, you know, because they don't know, and the shape has not changed. And
have you only owned that one Airstream the whole time?
That's the only Airstream. We've had it 17 years. We've had trailers for 45 years, but always had this goal of reaching to an Airstream one day. Yeah. And we finally got that done about 17, 18 years ago. We love it, of course, and we love the family that came with it. We didn't know anything about that family.
Mm. Yeah. What are some of the adventures that you've been able to take your Airstreams on? How far have you been? Where are some of the places that you've taken them?
Well, we pulled ours. I keep a little journal on it, and I tallied it up just the other day. It was 175,000 miles, and we pulled ours, which is 48 states, not, you know, north, south, east, west, you name it. We've been through all the major cities, all the major national parks, quite a few state parks, but it's been good for us, real good thing, and we always have enjoyed traveling.
Terry, do you always have to pull the Airstream, or can you drive it like an RV? Or
does it have drivables?
They do make drivable.
They make one called an Airstream Interstate.
Okay.
They make one called an Airstream Atlas. And I'm not sure where in the history of them manufacturing RVs, they being Airstream, they also made one back in the 2000s that was a Class A. Now, it's kind of a boxy-looking, typical RV. Class A is the big motorhome. Mm-hmm. But also, going back a little further, Airstream used to make a motorhome that looks like the trailer.
Mm.
That classic, iconic airplane fuselage look to it.
But it had a motor.
But it had a motor. Beautiful. They're beautiful.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And not a lot of them left out there, but they are absolutely gorgeous.
Yep. Well, I've had a chance to go inside your Airstreams before, and I will say, based on just what you see on the outside, I remember thinking, like, how do they squeeze? How are they going to squeeze in things in that Airstream? And when I walked in, I was pleasantly surprised at how much room you have in the Airstream. Is that a normal reaction?
Yeah,
to
that's
have, John?
A very common misnomer, Lucas. They like, this is going to be teeny weeny. Got to wedge myself in there, but it's really more room than you would think. And a tall people can get in there. I forget what the ceiling height is, but it's plenty. Mm-hmm. It's probably 6.5-7 feet to the ceiling, and so yeah, they're very comfortable. Mm-hmm. They were made for, you know, to be luxury living, but with on wheels, so you could go anywhere. There's a lot of good, neat quotations that have come out over the decades, but yeah, I won't go into them. But
well, you'll see plenty of silver bullets in the city of York this weekend. It's Silver in the City, Friday, April the 17th through Sunday, April the 19th. What can we expect? Mm-hmm. How can folks see these Airstreams live in person, and what kind of activities are surrounding the weekend event, Terry?
So we'll parade into town 9 a.m. sharp Friday morning, get everybody parked. We'll turn all our Airstreams loose on our little old city of York and say, go have a good time. Of course, all the shops and the restaurants will have the doors open ready for them to come in, and that's what we want our Airstream friends to do. Go spend your money.
Right.
And then there will be entertainment on Friday and Saturday afternoon and evening at the Yorkville Marketplace. Of course, on Saturday, we'll have our open house from 1 to 4. And Airstreamers love to open up the door on that.
They
come on in and check it out. So, and then other than that, it's just a nice social type event where you meet people, whether they're spectators or Airstream owners we've never seen. I think we got about 15 or 20 of our Airstream friends, we call them our Airstream friends, that have never been to York. This will be their first time. So
great.
We're excited about that. Now, I don't know if we'll know them or not. It's possible. You never know.
Well, about how many people or how many Airstreams are you expecting to show up for Silver in the City?
Probably 50 or so.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
it
stays right around in there.
Yeah, we've had as many as 85.
Wow.
And it all worked. Nobody got killed or captured or dinner or scratched.
Good
but
news.
We had to shoehorn some
good
of them
news.
In there, and we said, we'll never do that again.
Yeah, that was a little uncomfortable.
So we tried to pare that down. It took several years, but we have tried to pare that down to a magic number of about 55.
Okay.
Yeah, it works.
I would like to add one more thing, that the city of York has totally embraced this from day one. And what they've done for us is close Congress Street down. So when we pull into town, we park on the opposite side. We don't pull over to the right-hand curb. We pull over to the left. So what that does is creates a more of a carnival atmosphere with our doors, each Airstream door facing across, and the awnings come out. And because there's no vehicle or traffic in there, it just makes a wonderful place for people to come and bring your kids. And like Terry says, we'll have that open house, which is always a big feature. People can come and go, and don't hurt to, you know, go in. We want people to come into shops, of course. That's why we're down there. And the last thing I'll say is one more thing.
There's always one more thing.
Well,
it's okay.
It's all right.
Okay, when Terry and I, we did not come up with this whole idea. We like to think we have perfected it. But one thing we have been adamant about since the very first one is we don't bring in food trucks. There's no vendors. Everything is in the store. Anything you want to eat or drink or buy is going to stay. That money stays in York, and that's what our whole premise has been. I'm not knocking the food truck people. We just want the downtown merchants to benefit from this.
And I know they greatly appreciate it.
They
that.
Do. Exactly. And I'm telling you, the city of York and all the merchants just have always embraced it. So I got to give them a tip of the hat right there.
Well, you're bringing a lot of tourism to the city, so they appreciate that.
We hope so.
Sure hope so.
It's the ninth year for Silver in the City. Yep. It is this weekend, Friday, April the 17th through Sunday, April the 19th in the city of York. If you have some time this weekend, swing on by. Again, these guys, John and Terry, said it best. The folks that are involved and drive or haul an Silver Bullet, an Airstream, they will open up that entire Airstream to you. You can walk all over the place. Their bedroom, the kitchen, and everything else in between really is an exciting group of folks that have an unbelievable hobby that allows them to see the country. So it's really cool. John Leake and Terry Montgomery, two great guys that care about the city of York and came up with a fantastic way of getting all of their friends and some new friends together to celebrate their love of Airstreams. And we certainly appreciate it because we get to benefit from it as well.
We just use our friends as a pawn to get other folks in there, but don't tell them I said
that's okay.
We won't. Your secret's safe with us.
It's a good plan.